Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Hi, I'm Larry Kreider. I'm here with Merle Shank, and we're talking today about what is that one thing that could be a life-changing for you if you're an aspiring leader. Maybe in leadership now, called to leadership in the future. And Merle, you've had lots of experience in leadership. Let me ask you the question. Let's just get into it right now.
Sure.
Is there anything that stands out to you? Say, that thing might sound simple, but it's made all the difference in my life.
Man, I think for me is the relationships that you get in contact with, you know, in ministry. One of the things that, you know, Luke 10 talks about sons of peace, and that's really how I saw one of our churches, the main church plant that we've done. It was started because somebody said, hey, you're in ministry, you love to minister to people, why don't you come to my house, and we have this prayer meeting that we're doing, come to my house and pray with us, lead that with us. And because that person, his name was Sam, opened up his house for us, you know, that's where a church started out of. You know, we started as a small group, and it grew and grew and grew, and then we wound up having to go and rent a building, and you know, the rest is history.
So are you saying to do something in God, you should have another person, or you connect with other people? What are you saying?
It is so much easier if you do. You know, I've done it both ways. Yeah. And honestly, like, you can't be a leader without followers, right?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
You know, until there's other people that are kind of on board with it, you can be taking a walk or whatever, you know, that whole
thing. That's the old saying.
You're right.
Yeah. You say you're a leader, but you're not a leader.
But if you're walking, nobody's following you, you're just taking a walk, right? So, you know, those relationships, but there's special relationships in that too. Like, it's not just anybody.
Right.
You know, I have friends that, you know, we would push each other. We would stir our faith.
Yeah.
You know, one of my friends, we would just go to a gas station and somebody would be there and we wind up praying for them. We wind up ministering to that person. And, you know, kind of when I would run out of steam in the conversation, my friend would pipe in and he would go and pray and prophesy. We wind up prophesying over this person, you know, whether it was the worker at the gas station or someone else we met. And we would just do that like night after night after night. And it was just a great flow of relationship that happened. Another friend of mine, we met somebody we knew in a shopping mall, and we wound up praying for them. And, you know, by the time we were done, we were prophesying at the top of our lungs over this, you know, over people, and other people were coming. We were praying for them, people we didn't know. We were praying for them, but, you know, I would not have not done that by myself.
Right.
You know, I think having, you know, recognizing what I call catalyst relationships.
I like that.
Is a relationship, you know, a catalyst helps something happen. It provides an environment for a chemical reaction to happen.
Yeah.
And I think relationships are like that, where, you know, the two people together can cause an environment where God can move supernaturally in special ways.
Well, that's why Jesus sent people out two. That's why.
Right.
You know, I look back on my life and I realize that anything that I've done that had any significance, I didn't do it alone.
Yeah.
It was, I always found somebody else. And I remember a lot of times, I wouldn't even start something unless I had that person, because that catalytic relationship made all the difference. It's just the power of two together.
That's so important.
It's powerful. You know, Jesus says, if two or three gather my name, I'm with you.
Right.
There's something about connecting with other people. Our natural tendency is do it alone.
Yeah.
And
it's
that's not the God way to do it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I often think about Paul and Silas. You know, they were stuck in prison. It's in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And, you know, they're there together. And they start singing and praising God. The other prisoners are hearing them. And I'm like, you know, I think, what if they were not chained together? You know, what if it was just Paul? What if it was just Silas there? Would have that been that same dynamic of encouraging faith? And you can say, well, God had a plan to deliver them anyway, and I believe he did. But there was the element of them singing together, praying together, everyone is hearing it, and you see God come down, shake the prison, and set them free. And I think, you know, that's part of that importance. You know, the Bible says that that you should not walk alone, because when two walk together, the other can help each other. And not only can you do great things, but you can survive hard things when you're walking together with special relationships, you know, in your life. And I've seen that too in my life, when going through a difficult time, going through a hardship financially, going through a hardship emotionally, or in leadership, people are disappointing you. Man, you get with somebody who's your friend, who knows you at a heart level, and you can pray together, you can bare your heart, and it helps you get through those difficult times. It helps you get through those
challenging
times.
Often people think that person will be like us. Often they're different than us.
Right.
I found often the person that God's connects me with is somebody who has gifts and callings that are a lot different than mine, but somehow we stir each other up and move ahead together in that way, and it's amazing. It's amazing what God does to us.
Yeah, so the principle, you know, that I find is that you can do more together than you can do by yourself. And I think that when you find a relationship like that, pay special attention to that relationship. Make room for it. Take time to cultivate that. Because God, you know, the kingdom comes on earth through such relationships.
Yes.
You know, God's kingdom comes and manifests on earth through such relationships. So take time for those relationships in your life. Find them, identify them, give special time to them in our lives where we look for relationships like that. We take time to do things together. We even recognize it, talk about it.
Yes.
You know, some of my friends and I, we would talk about that. Like, man, you know, I don't do this stuff alone. I don't do this stuff when I'm just at the gas station by myself or driving down the road by myself. I do, but a lot less. It's on a much lesser scale as when someone is with me that's stirring me up. You know, one time my friend and I, we were praying for this guy who was 100% deaf in his one ear and like 80% deaf in his other ear.
Yes.
And I felt like God told me to pray for him.
Yeah.
And my friend told me later, like, oh, I knew God was going to tell you. I knew you were going to go and pray for this guy. And I just didn't have any faith for healing to happen. And the interesting thing is that I prayed for this guy, and I kind of ran out of steam, you know, if I'm honest. Like, I just kind of ran out of steam. I ran out of things to pray, to say, you know. We're declaring healing over this guy's ears. And but my friend, like, as I ran out of steam, my friend's faith was stirred. And all of a sudden, he starts praying, and he's the one who actually had the faith to start, like, testing this guy's ears.
Yes.
Like, look that way. Can you hear what I'm saying? You know, that whole thing.
Yes, yes.
And testing these guys' ears. And after about 40 minutes, you know, it took about 40 minutes for this guy to be healed. And if I'm honest, if I was alone, I probably would have just prayed for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, nothing happened, we'll just go on.
Yeah.
But because of the dynamic that was happening, the two of us were working together, and what happened was this guy wound up getting 100% healed. And he was an elderly gentleman.
Wow.
And day, not only did he get healed, he gave his life to Jesus.
Wow.
And he was restored in relationship with his daughter, who he had been estranged from for like 10 years or something.
Yes.
It was just wonderful how that relationships kind of helped that happen in my life. It pulled, you know, special catalyst relationship pulls the best out of you. It stirs your faith in special moments. It helps you, you know, kind of stick to it and push through and endure in challenging times, or also endure in faith. You know, the Bible talks about enduring in faith and pushing through in faith.
That's right.
And those kind of relationships help you do that. So it's really a special thing to really kind of hone in on, recognize, be cognizant of it, and then, you know, make room for it in our lives.
So what can we take home today? Aspiring leaders all over the world, catalytic relationships, don't do it alone. He said it so well. And find others who have the same heart, the same call that you have, and together you can do so much more. The Bible says one sends 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000 to flight.
Amen.
It's a powerful multiplication principle.
Yeah.
So whether you're in leadership in the marketplace, in the church, you know, community, family, whatever, this principle of catalytic relationships would change your life. It's so simple. It is so profound.
God has not called us to walk alone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryKreider.com.